Well, I've talked about this so much that except you are dead while you are in church, you should know my story. Amen. And when I mentioned this in Kenya, you should have seen the faces. So when God came to me, when I was making how much? No, you're messing up the thing. 300. 300 a month. Hallelujah. It was when, okay, let me follow the story sequentially. He said to me, tithe. First of all, remember that I asked him, I said, God, why is it that when it comes to money, it looks like you don't work? You work miracles. You answer me. I pray for the sick. You heal them. But money, what is it with this money thing? And I told you, he went to the pastor and said, now, from now on, don't give him any more money. Now, when you're dealing with God, if you complain, you lose.
Amen.
Hmm? Okay. I was desiring more money. Instead, they went and told them, don't give him. In other words, this 300 still gave him a mouth to say something. Maybe if we take it, he will come to his senses. So when Pastor told me that God told him not to give me money, I said, how can God tell you that? That's not a word from the Lord. Okay. That's why I overlook a lot of the people with shenanigans, because I had them. But mine was driven by pain and suffering.
Amen.
So it's interesting to have a master's degree with 4.0 GPA. I'm making 300 a month. And my dream was Wall Street and fund management. And God says, go serve me at church. And this is where I find myself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I told you, God was using the man to change me, but it was rough. Eh? I'm in agony. He always tell me, get in the car, Chica. Let's go have lunch. And then we'll be driving, and a Mercedes will pass. He says, you know, that's a good car for you. And I said, well, he's mocking me. I didn't understand faith like some of you don't. The man knew who I was in God. He knew my power and potential. He was speaking to me at that level. But I was judging myself by my condition. Hallelujah. But my faith is my deliverance. Hallelujah. I want to help you understand that God will be speaking to you according to your potential, according to his plan and purposes for your life. And it doesn't matter what your knucklehead Mickey Mouse mindset is saying, God will not come down to your gutter. He will lift you from there. And I thought the man was mocking me. He said, you know, your problem is you don't have faith. I said, really? Let's switch checks. In other words, I get you a big check, and I give you my 300. Let's see who has faith. Then when I mentioned it to, okay, my brother, the one that preaches, he said, Chica, you know, he's right. And you're wrong. I said, what does that mean? I did not know what that means. I said, what does that mean? He said, it's the man's faith that brought you and everybody else in that church.
Amen.
And that produced everything you already see.
Amen.
So he can't switch checks from you. His check was produced by his faith.
Amen.
And he's trying to teach you how your faith will produce your check.
Amen.
Nobody gets their breakthrough and hands to somebody else. That's what the Democrats are doing. The redistribution of income. It don't work in the kingdom. We all have one father. Go to your father and get your stuff. But leave my check alone. Whew, hallelujah. That felt good. All right. So when my brother agreed with him, I repented. Because you need two witnesses. All right, so then God comes to me and said, now, son, tithe. I said, I thought people like me should be exempt. Because I felt it's impossible to live with this. And now you want me to tithe. Now, I've been tithing my whole life, but I was blessed. Okay, he said to take one step back. Because there's some mistakes you make, you don't know how much it costs you. This is one of those. Well, you're doing okay, but you're not doing as well as you want to do. But God keeps routing people to ask you for things. Then you get mad. You say, well, yeah, you know. And then you say dumb things. They said, okay, then. We need to back you down to where the people asking you for money are. Since you are not happy or blessed to be given. Because it says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Most people want to receive. Though it said the giver is more blessed than you receiving. Every time I release a seed, my stock went higher in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, my Lord. Yeah. I went to the dedication of the parsonage that I built for the priests of the Anglican Church in my village. The bishop came for the dedication. So finally, this was so funny. So the bishop asked me to say something. As soon as I started speaking and resurrection started moving, I saw the priest telling the bishop, stop him, stop him. He's taking over the meeting. Stop him. Bishop said, leave him alone. He has something to say. Amen. You notice, after that, he invited me to the synod. I told the people, I said, do you know that I came in here and collected all your blessings? And they were looking at me, how? I said, the Bible says it's more blessed to give. You guys left your priest living in somebody's house all these years. And I came here and built him a house and collected all your blessings and everything God would have done for you. So while you are clapping and thinking, oh, he got money, I just got richer off of all your poverty. It is more blessed to give. May that change your life forever. Hallelujah. You should be eager to give. Somebody, oh, you need gas money? Here. Because you are leaving seed to make your breakthrough permanent. Ooh, hallelujah. You blow up bigger. So, I said, Lord, I should be exempt. That's when he gave me this eternal statement. And when I used it in Kenya, it arrested all the people that received the erroneous doctrine of not tithing. He said, son, if you do not tithe, you will be a non-covenant man. And covenant is the only way God does business on the earth. Amen. And until you become a covenant man, your life will be up and down, topsy-turvy. You will be anointed, pray up a storm, but you're broke. Haven't you noticed a lot of these intercessors are broke? Because they pray up a storm, but when it comes to this area, they start hee-hawing. If you don't tithe, you are a non-covenant man. And there'll be very little that I will be able to do with you. So if you're still here and then you cheat on your tithe, I don't know. If I was dumb, at least when it comes to God, I would have gained some wisdom that this is the one person you don't want to steal from.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
His hand can go much farther and reach farther. Hey. You can't, that's not the person. At least if you steal from a man, he may not know you are the thief. But you're stealing from somebody who knows or who knew you will steal before you did. All right. He says, you're a non-covenant man. And I always use the sun and the moon. That's okay now. It's 8:18. Except the cloud is out there, you should see the moon tonight. Did anyone in here pray for the moon to come out? In the morning tomorrow, the sun will come out. Would you have to pray for the sun to come out? That's how ordained things work. That's the God of covenant. They work the way they are. So once you get in the realm of covenant, you'll be amazed. You see the testimonies I'm giving you? We're thinking about things and God is already acting on them. Miracles are happening. They're connecting you. Oh, you need a pilot? They arrange for you to run into the one you need. You need this? And it happened. You see, everything is happening. While people are sitting there, can't get prayers answered for 6 months.
Amen.
And things are working everywhere you turn. In America, in Kenya, in Nigeria, anywhere. In New York. So covenant is the only way God does business on the earth. Every time he chooses a man, he will teach him his covenant and bring him into it. I've told you this is why the current church on the earth have so many difficulties unresolved. Because the man is called of God, but he does not discover the covenants driving his grace.
Amen.
He can't even communicate it or impart it. And many churches you go to, only the pastor is blessed. But at Resurrection House, hallelujah. The blessing is in the pews. The blessing is everywhere. I've taught you my covenants. I'm teaching it to you. You follow them, you get the same results. Same results. Same results. So if you are doing that number where you don't put God first, where you use your tithe to solve other things and then you say you're catching up, it's a waste of time. If God is not first, it won't work.
Amen.
And we learned last time that when you release your tithe, your faith should go with it.
Amen.
You must believe God that the blessing will come down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Your investments will not fail.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God will be a wall of protection around you, Allah. These are the things I've been enjoying for I don't know how many years.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You've seen Satan lay some heavy legs on me. From trying to take me out with the walking pneumonia, he failed.
Amen.
Then he brought the cancer and he failed.
Amen.
Then Delta COVID and he failed.
Amen.
Delta COVID was amazing because I never missed church.
I
went to hospital on Tuesday. I came home by Friday. And on Sunday, I was back in church. Even before my enemy started, I was already back in church. Because in that day, when you had Delta, 99% of the people died. I came right back. The God of my covenant, hallelujah. Receive him tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I became a covenant man. So when God said that to me, I said, okay, I will give my $30. That's when what you guys are talking about came into play. He said, no. No, you owe me another 30. I said, where you get that from? He said, the church is paying your rent for 300. So I need that 32.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You see, that's what I'm saying. It's not the law, because nobody, there's no scripture that says that. But this is God fathering me. I was making, oh Lord, Maya, yeah. Eh? He just hit me. He's like, poof. I just felt that glory. I was telling you that God speaks to your potential. Eh? I was fighting with him over $30 tithe. But he was speaking to me because he's bringing me to Jets. Did you just get it? Hey, see? When he's talking to you now, you should know that your tomorrow is greater. Glory to God. It hit me like, boom. There's sometimes when these things happen, when somebody touches me, it's, oh, you're so hot.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like speaking in tongues. Mahaha. Sebreste mahashata. Mongre da bahasata. Haye brene mahoso bre. Sanda katana maha. Shikene mene namasata. Haya ya. Haya ya ya. Sembrida bene kosingrida da ha. Sonde da bahasata. Haya. Glory. Glory. Glory! Glory! You are worthy to be praised! There is none like you! Hallelujah! Ooh. Hey! That portal is open! The rain is falling! Receive tonight! Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Fire. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give you praise. We give you praise, O Lord. We give you praise. All right, give me the next slide. This is the biggest thing that non-tithers forfeit, the generational dimension. You see, my tithe to God, my putting God first, is not just for me. If we look at the text we're about to read, you see that the Bible is suggesting that every tither has at least four generations of blessings. So all these people coming now, Sophia and Nnamdi and all of them, they're already sealed under my... Hallelujah. I will show you these things. All right? Let's look at Hebrews 7. Hebrews 7, verse 9. And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes where? You said Levi paid tithes in Abraham. But Levi was four generations from Abraham. But God said, when Abraham was tithing, he was covering his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-great-grandchildren. The priesthood was given to Levi, and he already had a covenant. You see the power of it? Your children pop out of the womb and the covenant is already in their destiny. Before they themselves would do right or wrong. He said, he can't get any more graphic than this. He said, Where was Levi when Abraham was tithing? He said he was yet in the loins of his father. My God. His father hadn't even been born. Father hadn't even gotten married. But they say he was in the loins of his daddy. You see how powerful this is. That's why I laugh at all these noisemakers. I said, go get out of here with your poverty and curses. I am enjoying the blessing of God, the favor of God. When people who don't know you from Adam don't know why they're blessing you, like that guy in Kenya, as soon as he heard that I was the YouTube preacher, he said, prove it. I proved it. He pulled out his card. He said, there's some people you meet. You know, this is somebody you must connect with, somebody you must know. You need this relationship for the future. I didn't even know that when I got to that safari, that the reason the head of the tour guide took me personally was that they put me in that presidential suite. So, and I was riding in brand new Jeeps and all this. And while everybody, if you look at all the other Jeeps, there are four and five people, families and all. And I was alone in my Jeep. And getting a private tour. How? A black man. Hey, it's either you get with it or you hate my guts for being blessed. That's the only two choices. Get on board or get off. He says it's a generational thing that Levi was in the loins of his father when Abraham was tithing. Amen. So when somebody's telling you not to tithe, they don't just hate you, they hate your generational.
Beloved, there are two things I would love to establish as I close out this powerful, blessed broadcast. Number one, whether I should tithe or not tithe, that is way beyond any human being or anybody writing anything or saying anything. Why? The Lord my God came to me and said, son, tithe. I was making no money. $200 a month. And then to $300 a month. And he said to me, son, if you don't tithe, you are a non-covenant man. And there's very little I will do with you. So there is nothing anyone can preach or write that I will even bother to listen to. Number two. Those of you that are preaching these things, save your breath, save your ink in trying to write to me. I will not read your mail, nor even respond. Number three, I read one article. The guy was saying that those of us that preach and live the tithe, that we are suppressing the breakthroughs of non-tithers. I said, we are suppressing the breakthroughs of non-tithers? I said, how? It's because they don't exist. When a man doesn't tithe, he's filled with curses. The Lord will not rebuke any devourer for his sake. Demons will be trafficking freely and stealing everything. So don't waste your breath. This is for those that are desperate to get their covenant established with God. You will discover that you not only save yourself and your destiny, but you are saving four generations down. What power! Which is not about money. It's covenant with God. You need a slap offering if I hear that old Testament nonsense. Yeah, but during COVID, you were claiming Psalm 91 with your dear life. Oh, what happened to the old covenant? Oh, when it benefits you and suits your fancy, that's the word of God. But when the demons get a hold of you and you start making noise, now it's Old Testament. One guy wrote me 20 ignorant emails one night. I never responded to one of them. But let me help you, you ignorant folks out there making noise. Abraham tithed to Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God, 430 years before Moses was born, or the law was given. He tithed by faith. And Jesus made it clear by the Holy Ghost through Paul that he died on the cross to remove the curse of the law from us so that the blessing of Abraham will come on me, a Gentile, and that my generation will be blessed. If that is not what you desire, then move on. Leave me alone. But if you want the blessing, then sow into the voice of resurrection. Send your 10%, your tithe, to your church. But sow your seed over here. Bring an offering for the blessing going into your life and to your generation through this broadcast. But make sure there is meat in God's house where you go to church. Give your tithes there. If you don't have confidence that the altar at your church is alive, then find another church where God is leading you to, and then support the work of God there. How will we finance the work of God? How will we pay the bills, the mortgage, the light bill, the gas? How will we help the needy if God's people don't tithe? How would you bankrupt the church and be rich in your homes? God said, I will put holes in your bags and everything you earn will be destroyed. Isn't that what the Jews tried? Go read Haggai so you can wake up. Tithing is for sons of God who know and understand the blessing. That's who I'm preaching to. Learn these things and grow forever. We love you, beloved. Bible studies tonight. Come learn along and be blessed. We love you. See you tomorrow.